Enzo went through to the kitchen and poured himself a glass of cold water, and as he drank it in small sips, wandered back through the study. The account of the murder in Raffan's book suggested that there had been no break-in. The intruder had simply entered through an unlocked door and lain in wait for his victim. Killian had ended his call to Jane abruptly. Had he heard something? Enzo still held the dead man's walking stick in his hand, the stick that had been found on the floor beside the body. Had he hung up on Jane and lifted his walking stick to come downstairs and investigate? If so, his assailant hadn't hidden himself for long. Killian's body was found against the window wall just to the right of the door as you came into the room. The position of the body and the trajectory of the bullets suggested that his killer had fired on him from the direction of the kitchen. Is that where he had been hiding? The blood-stained floorboards were evocative, somehow. Enzo could visualize the body lying there, twisted and broken, blood seeping from the exit wounds in his back, drained from his body by the force of gravity. The heart would no longer have been pumping. He looked around the study. If you were searching for something, where would you look? The desk drawers, the filing cabinet, the kitchen cupboard. You would barely notice a scribbled shopping list or a post-it, or a hurried diary entry that made no sense. Did Killian's murderer even speak English? The best place to hide something, Enzo knew, was in plain view. How often people failed to see what was right in front of them. What else might his killer have failed to see? Enzo ran his eyes around the room again, over the rows of books on their shelves, Killian's workbench, his desk, and through the open door to the fridge in the kitchen. Of course, it would depend on what he was looking for. Something, Enzo was sure, that Killian had hidden, leaving clues that would lead his son to its hiding place. What could possibly have so spooked Killian that he feared for his life? For it was fear and a sense of desperation that had been conveyed by Jane's account of his phone call. Killian had believed that something was going to happen to him, that he was in danger, and was afraid that some course of action upon which he had embarked would remain unfinished. Embarked would